This spring, you can get up close to a copy of the first public printing of President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. You can closely study a 1350 copy of the Magna Carta, see a 17th century Italian edition of Marco Polo's account of his journey across Asia 400 years before, or hold a page from a Gutenberg Bible. These documents and many others are part of a collection on display through early May at Mullins Library at the University of Arkansas. The exhibit, free and open to the public, is on loan from the Remnant Trust in Indiana. Some of the earliest copies of works by Thomas Paine, Mary Wollstonecraft, and Thomas Jefferson are included. This week, I talked to Molly Boyd, assistant to the Dean of Libraries at the University of Arkansas, about the rare pieces of history on campus this semester. The assortment represents a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to experience language and ideas.
Exactly. We're excited, too. The materials that are collected here from the Remnant Trust, in most cases, is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see and even touch these original works.
Well, let's talk about that word touch, because that's something the Remnant Trust talks about in their material, that this is an idea that you can touch. So what does that mean? What can people do with these documents at Mullins Library?
Well, it's not that they can just toss them around, but we are going to provide 2 hours a day where we have staff on hand that will allow them to take the materials out of the cases one at a time and just look through them, see what they see. And there's so much to see in the actual physical item that you don't see from just the text online, let's say.
So, boy, it's a lot of different things here from the 17th, 16th, 15th century. This goes back to the printed word's earliest days.
Not only that, but the earliest days of language. We have some terracotta pieces that have cuneiform written on them, so those are 4,000 years old.
Wow. A page from a Gutenberg Bible?
Yes, we have that. Just one page, and the Remnant Trust says it's really hard to calculate how, you know, what the value of that is, because it's so rare, being the first printed book.
How are they're here for the majority of this semester. How are you allowing people to interact with them? Where are they at this time?
The materials are located in Mullins Library in an exhibit. They're, you can look at it at any time. The cases are locked. But 2 hours during the weekdays, we have staff on hand to unlock the cases at the request of patrons and to show these materials and allow them just to explore them. They have different bindings, different printings. Some of them are, of course, handwritten manuscripts. The materials on which they made these vary from rice paper to parchment to vellum. So it's very interesting to see all of those variations, as well as there it is. There's the specific, you know, King James Version of the Bible, first printing.
Oh, my gosh. How did this come about? How did you make connection to the Remnant Trust?
A professor of social work, Scott Bertram, had seen this exhibit in Mississippi, and he came to the Dean of Libraries, Carolyn Allen, and asked her, can we please get this here, because it is really a life-changing experience to hold these things in your hands. And she agreed, and we pursued it.
How did they arrive? I mean, I have this vision of people in white gloves and very carefully bringing things in from an armored van. Am I over-romanticizing?
You are indeed.
No.
The head of the trust, Chris Bex, brought them personally. And he brought them by truck.
Just like,
here's a couple of boxes of priceless books. Of course, they're packed in specially made boxes for each piece, and then packed again in other boxes, so it's fairly secure.
There is an opportunity for people to learn more about some of the subjects and some of the actual documents that are here. You're going to have a series of conversations or lectures too, right?
We're very fortunate that the professors at the university really took on this idea and have made it their own. We've got a number of lectures where professors are going to talk about the significance of a work or an era or a topic that's related to one or more of the materials in the exhibit.
This is a spectacular collection. Do you know much about how the Remnant Trust began their quest to collect ideas?
They have a manifesto that has to do with freedom and liberty, and from a very American perspective. So they started with things like Thomas Paine and the Articles of Confederation. But as they began to collect those materials, they started thinking of other opportunities to collect ideas that changed the way we viewed the world. And specifically, that has to do with freedom of thought, freedom of expression. So we have Galileo and Copernicus in the exhibit as a good example of that idea.
You mentioned, we've talked about the Gutenberg Bible, the King James Version, but there is an Egyptian scroll fragment of the Torah from 17th, 16th century, a manuscript of the Quran from the late 18th century, a 16th century copy of the Illustrated Life of Confucius. I mean, this, you can't sum up the world, perhaps, in one exhibit, but you can make a pretty good dent.
Some really nice cultures that are represented there, and we do have one of the professor lectures is going to talk about the Illustrated Life of Confucius, which there again, Confucius didn't create his own works. Works were written about him after he was deceased. But this is a lovely example of an illustrated manuscript from China.
As you and I talk, the exhibit has been open for just a few hours. Have you had a chance to look at the material yet?
Yes, very much so.
What's that like?
It's wonderful. From the bookworm holes that you see in some of the books to the different bindings, to there's actually one work that was printed but was never illuminated. So there are like big gaps before every paragraph where the initial letter was supposed to be drawn in, but that part was never done. There's a book in there that's never been cut, so the pages are just printed and aligned, but then the edges are just seems like a random accumulation of different size pieces of paper.
This is free, right?
It is.
People can bring their family and look
at
this.
Yes, and we would love to have them do that. It's free and open to the public. You can come see the materials at any time the library is open, which is from generally 7 a.m. in the morning till 2 a.m. at night. But we only have staff on hand 2 hours a day to open the cases and allow you to look at the materials hands-on.
Molly Boyd is the assistant to the Dean of Libraries at the University of Arkansas. This week, an exhibit of rare documents from the Remnant Trust was installed inside Mullins Library and will remain on display during library hours until early May. The exhibit is free and open to the public. You can learn more about the exhibit and the opportunities to inspect the documents closer by going to the website libinfo.uark.edu. That's libinfo.uark.edu. Then follow the exhibits link. This is Ozarks at Large.